Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This is going to make me nervous. This was fun during the regular season, but doing all the New Orleans talk before the first playoff
game.
Come
on, man.
Nah, man. This is very jinxy. Very jinxy. Now, I think the reason I want the Eagles to be in the Super Bowl the most is so Hugh Douglas has to get on that bus.
My man is struggling.
He is.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I saw him at the station today. He goes, man, if I have to get on this bus, and I was like, you might, big dog. Yeah. You might have to get on the bus. Well, don't worry. We'll all see you off.
He doesn't realize, when we start these bits, man, they come true.
Yes. The bits are real.
Yes.
Ask Jack.
Exactly.
Yeah, ask Jill.
Yeah.
Almost had to name their kid Juan. A little sudden. It was almost Juan. It's a different life.
It is.
You
man.
Know, you never know.
Yes.
You know?
Ask Johnny Marks.
Yeah. Yes. He's got a very big Nick Foles tattoo.
Nick Foles tattoo on his back.
I haven't had to do anything yet, I don't think. I haven't. I haven't promised anything yet.
Well, we got out of the Juan Soto. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, we got out of that.
Yes, thankfully. Thankfully. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Hey, if you want to go to the game this weekend, the Eagles playoff game, get to Chickies in South Philly, the one we're at right now, Friday night for an Eagles pep rally. You win tickets, meet Swoop and the cheerleaders. That is this Friday. All right.
Okay.
Eagles Packers Sunday, 4 o'clock here on
4:30
here on WIP. Are you more excited or confident? No, those are the same thing. Are you more confident or nervous going to the game? The nerves are building, have been since the win yesterday. Ike's confidence is building.
Yeah.
Very confident going into the game. Eagles now 4.5-point favorites, 215-592-9494. JT and Langhorne, you're on WIP. What's up, JT?
Well, fellas, happy Monday to you.
What's up, JT?
What up, JT?
Hey, nothing, man. You know, I'm a little bit still somber that my boy didn't get to break the record. But
this is what we're going to do, huh?
That's right, man.
I mean,
that's right.
Keeping it real. I'm keeping it real.
No, keep it real
like
with him, yes.
I like what you said on the pregame show. I don't like hearing Lane say something like, oh, I need rest. That sounds like Joel Embiid type behavior to me. I'm like, come on. You can rest when you're dead. Like,
oh, yeah, I did say that yesterday, yes. No, you're right.
Yeah, I don't like that, man. Yeah, like, come out there and get it, man. Like, the Trey out there firing all cylinders. You see Gibbs out there running like a monster. I'm like, come on, man. Like, y'all scared of getting hurt, y'all football players?
You know, Lane is sort of the guy in that group. Is like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm 34. I've been injured. He's had a torn abdominal muscle going into literally every playoffs for the last 5 years.
I understand it
from Lane.
My band-aid for his boo-boo then. I don't want to hear that. It's football, man.
It's football,
I'm with Shady, man. Break the record, man. But you know,
Seth Joyner and Shady didn't have to play yesterday. By the way.
Come on, Skip.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
But I'm super confident we're going to beat Green Bay. I mean, I'm fine with that. I ain't going to lie. There's two teams I fear in these playoffs, the Chiefs and the Lions. And the biggest fear I got is because of coaching. I don't know if Nick got it when it comes down to putting the right buttons in the playoffs. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
So what has Nick done? So I could understand this last year, right? But this year, right. I feel like Nick Sirianni has done more with I don't want to say less responsibility because his responsibility has changed. But Nick Sirianni has done more to sell me this year than I even thought was possible. The number of times, I think it was like two or
really?
Three different times. Yeah, well, two or three different
Email
times
editing?
This year. Well, hold on, man. Two or three different times this year, I felt like I was waiting for the team to unravel. And they did they actually did the opposite thing. Every time there was chaos publicly this year, he was able to get that team together and not only rebound from last year, but rebound from the things that happened this year. And you say the Atlanta game, I have no problem with that call. Like, you're talking about the throw to Saquon. I have no problem with that call. Saquon catches that ball, by the way. The Eagles are 15-2 this year. So, I don't have any worries about Nick Sirianni and the playoffs.
You don't?
No.
So you don't think if we follow Detroit in Detroit, you like Nick Sirianni, I'll coach Dan Campbell?
Well,
that would be the one game I would get worried, and here's why.
Well, because
he has to match Dan Campbell's aggressiveness.
Right.
Big Red in the Super Bowl.
What's that? Say again.
He said something about
Big Red. I'm asking, you wouldn't be scared of Big Red in the Super Bowl? Let's say we got past Dan Campbell. We can beat Detroit. They're very beatable because their defense isn't that good. But you ain't scared of the Chiefs? You see how they looking?
Oh, no, I'm with you there. I just ain't even thinking about the AFC until we get through the NFC. Like, if we get to the Super Bowl, it's all bets are off. I don't care who we're playing in the Super Bowl. We're going to be all in, right? Like, it don't matter who we're playing. I'm not going to be worried if we get to the Super Bowl. But the one thing I will say about Detroit, it's less about the players that I'm concerned with when it comes to Nick Sirianni going up against Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell is an aggressive coach. And sometimes you can get caught in that and saying, I got to match my aggressiveness with his aggressiveness. And Nick has been at his best coaching when he stopped being overly aggressive this year. That's when everybody was frustrated with Coach Sirianni is when he was being.
Everybody wants him right now. They got the offense looking crazy.
Who? The Lions?
The offensive coordinator for the Lions, Ben Johnson. Yeah, the Bears are already off from the job. It's yours if you want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, JT. JT brought up going up against, and I brought this up before, and I'm not saying that Nick Sirianni is Andy Reid. That's is not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he brought up going up against Andy Reid in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
For years, for a decade and a half here, we lived in fear of Andy Reid coaching decisions in game, mm-hmm. right? Whether it be run pass ratio, whether it be time management,
yep.
whether it be those sorts of things, and it has worked out eventually just fine on him. So mm-hmm. I think when we worry about that with Sirianni, to me, we're worried about this very tiny thing that really I think there are certain situations this year where you can look back and those decisions, if the players executed. Two of those decisions, if the players executed in the way that we know they can, they win both of those games.
Sure.
And the whole narrative of Nick Sirianni's decisions, I think, changed. The aggressiveness thing changes.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you about this, too. Going against Dan Campbell, doesn't Nick Sirianni have to be the aggressive coach in that situation?
I don't know.
Situation?
That's not how we've won.
Right.
Like, we've won and went on that winning streak by dialing that back. I'm not saying don't ever be aggressive. I'm saying the over-aggressive stuff. Again, I don't know if Minnesota is taking points early in that game. Like, is it a different outcome? I mean, it was a tight game for 2.5 quarters.
Yeah, it was 10-9.
It was a tight game for a while. They just broke it open in the fourth quarter. Listen, you know me, man. I'm a Nick guy. I love Coach Sirianni. But in-game strategy is not why I love Coach Sirianni.
Right.
It's because he knows how to get his team ready to go and they play for him. That's why I love Coach Sirianni. So it's not the strategy part of it that I'm enthralled with. It's his ability to motivate guys and get them to play hard. When you get in these games, and the thing is, when you get in these playoff games, everything is magnified. It's a lot different than a decision you make in week 3 or week 4 versus in a win-or-go-home situation in the playoffs.
Speaking of everything being magnified, just take Jalen's fumble versus the Chiefs.
Yes.
Right? He played a magnificent game aside from that, and there are people that
That's
will
the
call
one
up
play, yep.
and will say that one play cost them the Super
yep.
Bowl, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, so even for the players as well.
And to Nick's case, people say not going for it on 4th and 6 at the 15-yard line.
Right.
Was
the problem.
Yes, was one of the things that contributed. And then when we punted. So, I'm not – Andy Reid is really an extension with Patrick Mahomes. So, some of the things Andy can do and Patrick Mahomes can make him right. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, it don't have to be the greatest decision to do it. But if the quarterback can make plays for you, he can make you right. I just have flashbacks of those first 4 or 5 weeks, man, and I'm like, I don't need that. I don't need that. But here's the thing. If the team isn't playing well, then you put the coach in that position to where he's thinking about doing stuff.
To have to make those decisions.
Yes.
And the ones about going for two when the ball gets moved to the one. I know we've won this way, but I've always been a go for it.
That's understandable, yeah.
And I think in Detroit, they might be in a situation where you can't pass up extra points when you're playing a team like that. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, here's the question. Are you more blank about the matchup with the Packers? Nervous or confident? What do you think the Twitter response is?
Oh, man, it's Monday, man. It's confidence, man.
What do you think the number is?
I won't go over the top. Let's go with 63.
Higher. You want to guess again?
It's higher.
You want to guess again?
73.
You want to guess again? It's higher.
Oh, my goodness.
See? That's why I'm needed.
Right. It's 83.
82.1%.
Wow.
Nobody's nervous. Nobody's nervous.
You wait, though. This fan base, you'll start to get a little more people nervous as the week goes along.
As the week goes on, right. So the game yesterday, the result didn't matter at all, but I think some of the gameplay mattered, and Tanner McKee played well.
He did.
Corey didn't want to hear about it, but Tanner McKee played well. Here's what Nick Sirianni had to say about Tanner McKee's performance yesterday.
What kind of sense do you have of the quarterback Tanner McKee?
Yeah. Again, I thought he was in complete control of the game today, and making good decisions. I felt like he got to his check down a couple of times. That was really impressive. To Will Shipley a couple of times, I thought was really impressive. Strung together a couple good quarters last game, and then a full good game today. And he's had every time he gets an opportunity in practice, he does a really good job. We're excited about Tanner and the player he is. I love our quarterback room, obviously starting with Jalen, and all the great things Jalen's done this year to help us get to this where we are right now. Kenny's had really good minutes and good quarter. You know, played a good game last week. Played a good game against Washington, and then Tanner doing what he did today and then at the end of the Dallas game last week. So love that room. Awesome job by Howie and his staff to get these guys. Great job by the players themselves by developing them, helping themselves just develop into what they can be. And then, you got to give a lot of credit to Doug and Kellen and Kevin Petullo for all the things that they've done to help develop those guys.
All right. So Tanner McKee, a six-round pick, but when you look at him, he's 6'6". He's got a good arm, throws a pretty ball. I'm actually sort of surprised that he was a six-round pick looking at the physical capabilities of him. Mm-hmm. But he does have the advantage of not having to start right away and grow within the system. Yeah. I thought he looked really good yesterday. He does throw a nice ball. The offense, especially early in the game, with the backup offensive line, with backup wide receivers, looked really good. I don't know where you stand on this. Everybody healthy. Moving forward, I would bet on the next 5 years of Tanner McKee versus the next 5 years of Kenny Pickett.
Without a doubt.
However, in these playoffs, if for some reason Jalen wasn't able to go on Sunday because of the concussion, or when we're talking about depth chart, I'd still rather have Pickett at this point this year because he's been in those situations. Where are you with that?
Yeah, that's probably where I would lean. I think Tanner has more of an upside than Kenny Pickett, but Kenny Pickett has the experience, right? He's played in more games out there. He's seen more live action and more recent live action. So, yeah, when you're talking about the playoffs, we don't have time to be experimenting. So,
no.
So yes, you kind of have to go with two gloves there. But, man, I like what I saw from Tanner McKee yesterday. You're talking about 41 passing attempts yesterday, and did he ever really put the ball in harm's way? I don't really remember the ball being in harm's way yesterday.
I think there might have been one where he did have this thing where he threw behind guys a couple of times. I think one of those times, but I don't remember one that he threw. I was like, oh no, what'd you throw that
right,
for?
Right.
He got the ball out quick.
And quite frankly, we're talking about a guy who's getting his real first action and his first start in just his second year. You got to give him a little bit of grace that everything's not going to be pinpoint accurate and everything else. So, but I like what I saw from him yesterday, man. Decisive. They had a good game plan for him. Not real mobile, so you didn't really get to see a lot of athleticism. He has more of the prototypical style pocket passer, but he can see over the line. He can see the guys. He can see the routes developing. And like I said, Johan Dotson hadn't is it Johan or Jahan?
It's Jahan.
Jahan. Yeah, we're back to Johan.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been 4 months.
Yeah.
5 months.
Jahan Dotson hadn't looked as good all year long. And I like the fact that he was able to connect with Dallas Goedert for some throws there. So, yeah, I like what I saw from Tanner McKee yesterday. I was very impressed.
Yeah, I was impressed as well. Still would rather have Pickett as the backup because of the experience. 215-592-9494. Who would you rather have as the backup going into the playoffs, Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee? Steve in Trenton, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Spike and Ike, thanks for having me on today. It's been a little
What's
while.
Up, Steve?
Somebody else supposed to be on the show, right? Or I forgot.
Nah, never heard of him.
nah, but all serious, congratulations to Jack. And I wanted to ask you guys, I feel pretty good about this Green Bay matchup. I think the team's kind of going to revert back to the norm and be run heavy. But how do you feel, not to jump the gun, but in both of these second-round matchups, are really scaring me. The way both teams on defense like to load the box, use all that deception, it seems like Jalen Hurts' kryptonite. So I wanted to ask you guys if you have a preference on those teams, if you're, you know, feeling like it could be a lot. I look at those two teams, and they're probably the last two I wanted our offense to go up against and be tested by.
Yeah, would not be all that excited to see Tampa Bay.
No.
I've had enough of Todd Bowles.
Yeah, don't want any part of Tampa.
Not only good thing is they would be up here.
They would.
So we wouldn't be in Tampa. They would be up here.
Tampa is the 5 seed?
3 seed.
The 3 seed.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't be. And especially Todd Bowles, as you said, Todd Bowles has Jalen's number in that way. And Baker Mayfield does not seem scared of the Eagles at all.
Yeah. He don't care who he plays.
Sorry, my bad.
Now,
the only thing I was concerned about short term, I think a lot of people aren't speaking on, is I think we still have a kicker problem. Jake Elliott goes out there a 45 yarder. I don't feel great. I mean, yesterday what he missed wasn't an easy one. I mean, wasn't a hard one, right? Yesterday, I forget how far.
Yeah, I think it was 39 yards, wasn't it? I think it was 39 or 40 yards.
He made two, but he did miss that one. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, they got to live with it at this point, but I don't know if they have somebody else ready. I mean, if he comes out and he misses two from below 40, that can lose a ball game for you.
Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I said I got no concerns about Jake kicking.
But the thing about that is there's nothing we can say about it anyway.
No.
It is what it is. You got to hope he makes the kicks.
Yep.
You know?
They damn sure not changing kickers.
No, not at this point.
No.
And the win yesterday was – and I appreciate the call, Steve. There was a lot of wind yesterday. Mm-hmm. I also do wonder – he wasn't doing kickoffs again yesterday. And it was what's his name? Braden Mann doing it yesterday.
Back to that again, huh?
Yeah, so they said, and they said it on the broadcast, that the wind, I guess, or the weather is going to determine whether they have Mann do it or whether they have Elliott do it. I just wonder.
They think we play in a dome?
Yeah, I have no idea what.
I got drafted. He's been here for I don't know, 8 years, and now we're talking about the wind?
And look, the first kickoff from Mann was really good because it did that thing. It landed at the 3. They let it bounce into the end zone, which means they get the ball at the 20 because it lands at that landing zone.
Yeah.
I understand why they're doing it. I do wonder if it does have that effect on Jake Elliott because he's just not getting as much work during the game as he would if he's doing kickoffs. He missed that one, and he's not doing the kickoffs again. So I don't know.
Man.
But the Jake Elliott thing, all you can do is worry about it. There's no decision we can make about it.
Nope.
You know?
Because he's going to – well, the one thing you wonder, does it affect Nick and whether or not he's going for it at times?
Right.
That's how it can impact. You know, he may decide not to take the 3.
Well, it's – and it's one – where certainly from 50 and above, where
yes.
Jake has not been good this year,
yes.
Where 2 years ago or last year, a 53 or 54 yarder, we would do Jake every time.
Yep.
At this point, he hasn't had the kind of year where you have that sort of confidence.
Yeah, so I got to be honest. I don't know if I could actually blame Coach Sirianni if they are at the 35-yard line. And he's like, you know what? No, we're not taking a 3.
Yeah.
Because that's a, what, 52-yard field goal, I believe, from the 35?
52. Yeah, it's 17 yards.
Yeah, yep. So it's like, man, you cannot – there's nothing worse than not having full confidence in your kicker.
Right, because there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than that, man. And, man, we love Jake. We know he's a legend. But, man, this is not the year for this.
To have one of those years.
Yes, this is not the year to do this.
Have one of the other years.
Yes, you could have did this last year. Yes.
215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, A?
What's up, fellas?
What up, A?
Yo, Man, listen. Yes, like I said yesterday, that was a preseason game. I didn't tune in because I was upset. Let me get why I was upset. I got to this out.
Here we go.
Listen, man. Yep, I'm going there, Spike.
He's protesting. Yep.
Listen. And we only care about the Super Bowl in the city, right? In the Super Bowl era, right, our two best players, and all love for Brian Dawkins, but he's not on this level with these two players, Terrell Owens and Reggie White, are they known as Eagles to the football world?
To Eagles fans, they are. To the rest of the football world, I don't think they are.
They're not. We had the opportunity to have a player in the Eagles uniform be considered the greatest for one season.
Oh, my God.
We had that opportunity in our grasp. And I don't know why now we're in the position. Because, trust and believe, the Philadelphia Eagles do not want to hear what we got to say if we do not win the Super Bowl. They don't want to hear it. They will put their heads in the sand if we do not win the Super Bowl. Because we could have had the greatest running back season outside of Terrell Davis ever.
Let me ask you this. If let's say Saquon plays yesterday, breaks the record in a half, whatever, and they lose to Green Bay, do you think anyone is going to say to themselves, well, at least we got Saquon's record? Them getting to the Super Bowl was, I don't think it changes. I heard Dan Orlovsky say it. It doesn't change the calculus at all for anyone.
But it's not mutually exclusive. If he plays, we don't win. If he doesn't play, we win. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't. And I know if we win the Super Bowl, people are going to have you're going to lead the charge. People are going to be pounding their chest that we won the Super Bowl and we rested. I understand that. I see it coming. We win the Super Bowl. But we did not need to play. As Eagles fans, we have 2017. But that wasn't even a lead-up. Like, our best stretch of Eagles football led to us not winning the Super Bowl. I'm not taking a shot at nobody. The best stretch is Andy Reid's Eagles team in the early 2000s. That did not lead us to the Super Bowl. This could have been the greatest season in Eagles history. The greatest season.
And if they don't succeed in the playoffs, no one's going to, like, it'll be.
Oh, we would have cared, Spike.
We would have cared, we would have cared next year. Like, we would have spent
heartbroken, of course, but we got the all-time leading rusher for a season. And so, we know what we said, we lose to the Packers. We went 14-3, and we lost to the Packers.
Damn sure wouldn't have blamed Saquon for it.
What happens if what happened to Zay Flowers or Christian Watson happened yesterday?
Well, that wasn't going to happen. We know that.
What do you mean it's not
going to happen?
You don't know.
Christian Watson could have got hurt in practice because that was a non-contact.
But he didn't. He got hurt in a game.
But I'm saying it was non-contact, so that could have happened in practice. And I don't know how Zay Flowers got hurt. But I can't go into a game worrying about injuries. I'm not built like that. I'm not an athlete, but I just, like, we had a chance to break a record. Not get 2,000 yards, but no, break a record. Which,
yes.
Now that record's going to sit for eternity. Congratulations, ED. And Lane Johnson sucked for his comments. Like, we deserve that as Eagles fans. We deserve to have greatness. Because that 2017 season was like, what the hell just happened? And, like, we was in Super Bowl 2 years ago, so we've been leading up to what it is now. So it's not going to be like we got lucky. 2020, if we went Super Bowl this year, we didn't get lucky. We earned it.
I'm disappointed in you, Aaron.
I'm not.
I'm disappointed.
Spike, but you're a worry war, Spike. You know, I listen to your podcast. We go back 12 years. You worry about everything. Every time Embiid hits the ground. Oh, my God. Do you see that, Mike? My heart almost jumped out myself. You're talking about Spike's partner on we deserve that. You know we deserve that.
We deserve this record, Spike.
We deserve the record. Our best players that put in the Eagles uniform in the Super Bowl era are players who are not associated with the Philadelphia Eagles outside of Philadelphia.
Well, I got to argue with that Reggie White one, though. Reggie is still viewed as an Eagle.
Not nationally.
Not naturally. A lot of football fans don't even know he played for the Eagles.
Yeah, I used to think everyone thought of him as an Eagle.
Well, not solely as an Eagle, but people remember he played with the Eagles.
They remember.
He's part of some very good defenses with the Eagles.
He was, but
but we didn't win. We didn't win a playoff game with him.
That's true. No. That's right. You're right. We didn't.
All right.
I think they won one playoff game.
Get out of here.
Maybe one.
No, Aaron, you're right, man. Don't listen to Spike.
He's wrong.
You know how many people I heard yesterday at the pregame show?
Oh, say that they should have gone for it.
They were bummed that Saquon wasn't playing.
Yes.
It was a big deal, Spike.
Well, that's why I give the organization credit for not kowtowing to the fans.
No, don't give them credit.
Twitter polls.
They missed out on a great opportunity to have this organization in the history books.
They missed out on the worst decision possibly in Philadelphia sports
history. Yeah, because of fear.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's – you know what? Sometimes it's smart to be scared. I've avoided a lot of fights that way, actually. You know? It's like, you know what? I'm a little scared of this guy.
Not from Andy. What was his name?
Wait, who? Oh, Andy Boyle?
Yeah, Andy Boyle.
I didn't even know it was a fight. If I knew he was going to punch me, I wouldn't have said what I said. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you want McKee or Pickett as the backup going into the playoffs? And are you disappointed in the Eagles for not playing Saquon yesterday?
Trading Kenny Pickett this offseason.
I hope so. Because I want Tanner McKee as the backup next year.
Yes.
Maybe the starter. And All right. We will have Nick Sirianni's press conference in about 25 minutes for you. Your calls until there, 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.